Well, you can't be my loving baby. You ain't got the style. I'm gonna get some real warm blow and drive a cool cat wild. We're gonna roll, move on down the line. We're gonna do right all the time. Yeah, I'm gonna show you you ain't so hot. I'm gonna get a what you ain't got. She'll be sweet, won't do me wrong. She'll be cool and dry.
My father gave me a guitar for my 6th birthday. He asked me what I wanted for my birthday, and I told him a harmonica. And he said, how about a guitar? And I said, I equated size with value, so I said, I'll take the guitar. And then I found that by learning very quickly to sing and play, I got to stay up later than the rest of the kids. So I stayed up with the grown-ups, and I was a very quick learner.
A candy-colored clown, they call the Sandman, tiptoes to my room every night, just to sprinkle sawdust and to whisper, go to sleep, everything is all right. I close my eyes, then I drift away into the magic night. I softly say a silent prayer like dreamers do. Then I fall asleep to dream my dreams of you. In dreams I walk with you. In dreams I talk to you. In dreams you're mine. All the time we're together. In dreams, but just before the dawn, I can't help it if I cry. I remember that you said goodbye. It's too bad.
My parents asked me what I wanted to be when I grew up. And as opposed to a fireman or a policeman or whatever, I said, I'll be a singer. I think that was when I was about 7. And I didn't know that you could make a living singing. So I always sang mostly for myself and then eventually for anybody who would listen to me.
Feel so bad, I got a worried mind. I'm so lonesome all the time since I left my baby behind on Blue Bayou. Saving nickels, saving dimes, working till the sun don't shine, looking forward to happier times on Blue Bayou. I'm going back someday, come what may, to Blue Bayou, where you sleep all day and the catfish play on Blue Bayou. All those fishing boats with their sails afloat, a familiar sunrise through sleepy eyes, how happy I'd be.
Johnny Cash came to Odessa to play a concert. And me and my group, the Teen Kings, we were on the same show. So I asked John how to get on get recordings. And he said, call Sam Phillips and tell him that I told you to call, and you'll probably get on the label. I called Sam Phillips and told him that Johnny Cash recommended me. And he said, Johnny Cash doesn't run my record company. And click, hung up the phone. So I went to Norman Petty's studio in Clovis, New Mexico, and recorded Ooby Dooby and Trying to Get to You was the other side. And took it to the local record shop in Odessa. And Papa Hollifield sent the record to Sam Phillips. And got a call from Mr. Hollifield, and he said, Sam wonders if you can be there, be in Memphis in 3 days. So I borrowed some money and took off to Memphis and recorded Ooby Dooby. And that was my first hit record. That was in the spring and summer of 1956.
Thank you very much. Thank you. This is the very first record I ever made. Goes back a few years, but I started out very young. I was just...
You do the ooby dooby with all your might. Ooby dooby. Ooby dooby. Ooby dooby, ooby dooby. Dooby dooby doo. Wah doo, wah doo, wah. Like a big rattlesnake, you do the ooby dooby till you think your heart will break. Ooby dooby, ooby dooby. Cause now you know how to do the ooby dooby, and baby, let's go ooby dooby. Ooby dooby. Ooby dooby, ooby dooby. Dooby dooby doo. Wah doo, wah doo, wah.
Only the Lonely had such an impact on my career because it was well, it was a giant record as a singer and a songwriter, and it was international. And I remembered that I was having lunch with the Everly Brothers, and Buddy Holly came in and showed us a record chart where his record was two or three records were number one and five or so in England. And he had done a tour there. So Wesley Rose had said to the Everlys, he said, see, you should tour England. So that got me to thinking. All of a sudden, here's Only the Lonely, 16 weeks at number one in England and around the world. So it was an international market for me. And I thought in those terms, whereas a lot of other artists only thought domestically. And that's the way I was thinking until Only the Lonely hit so big around the world. So that started off the career with an explosion for touring here and around the world.
Bovendien hebben we niet een hele serie gasten vanavond. We hebben er maar één. En we zijn niet gekomen om te dansen. We zijn eigenlijk alleen gekomen om te kijken en te luisteren. Kijken en luisteren naar een beroemde Amerikaanse zanger... wiens naam eigenlijk helemaal geen nadere aanduiding behoeft. Roy Orbison.
Dum, dum, dum. To the wind, your baby won't be near you anymore. Tender nights before they fly, send falling stars that seem to cry. Your baby doesn't want you anymore. It's over. It breaks your heart in two to know she's been untrue. But oh, what will you do when she says to you, there's someone new with you? Sky start to weep, then say goodbye. You won't be seeing rainbows anymore. Setting before they fall. Here go to you, that's all, that's all. But you'll see lonely sunsets after all.
Quit trying to play the guitar as, you know, solos and things like that, or be a master at a guitar when I was about 15 years old, because I played everything that I knew and there was no one to teach me anything more progressive. So I decided then that I would just let the guitar be an instrument for my singing. And then in 57, after the first year with Sun Records, I retired by writing a song called Claudette. And I remember playing a show. Someone called me out of retirement to play a show with the Everly Brothers. And as I was leaving the dressing room, they asked me did I have any songs. I said, I don't have songs, I have one song. So I played Claudette for them, and they wrote it down on the top of a shoebox and took it to Nashville with them. And then eventually it was number one.
Well, I got a brand new baby and I feel so good. She loves me even better than I thought she would. I'm on my way to her house and I'm blown out of breath. Tonight I'm gonna squeeze it to death, Claudette. Pretty little pet, Claudette. Never made me fret, Claudette. She's the greatest little girl that I've ever met. I get the best love in it I'll ever get from Claudette. Whoa, whoa, Claudette. Yeah. She's gonna let me hug and kiss and hold her tight. When the day is over and we're at her front door, when I kiss her goodnight, I'll holler more, more, more. Claudette, pretty little pet, Claudette. Never make me fret, Claudette. She's the greatest little girl that I've ever met. I get the best love in that I'll ever get from Claudette. Whoa.
When I saw you standing there on the street, I found myself by your side. I started wanting you again. There's just no way to hide from that old love and you feeling again. It's really got me reeling again. It only seemed to stop to start all over. How you always get that certain look in your eyes. You're not easy to resist, but I just walked on by with that old love and you feeling again. It's really got me reeling again. Only seems to stop to start. Start over again, and loving you, feeling again. No matter how much I try, this loving you, feeling is why it's taking such a long, long time to say goodbye and getting so hard to do with this feeling loving you. That loving you feeling again. Loving you, feeling again. That loving you, feeling again. Loving you, feeling again. That loving you, feeling again. Every time I look into your loving eyes,
smile for a while. But I saw you last night, you held my hand so tight as you stopped to say hello. Oh, you wished me well, you couldn't tell that I'd been crying over you, crying over you. Then you said so long, left me standing all alone, alone and crying, crying, crying. Crying, it's hard to understand, but the touch of your hand can start me crying. I thought that I was over you, but it's true, so true. I love you even more than I did before, but darling, what can I do? For you don't love me, and I'll always be crying over you.
Walk on, if we should meet. Walk on down the street. Walk on, don't even look. Walk on, close up the book. We don't want the world to see us like we are. We should quickly brush away that teardrop. Walk away, darling, don't stop. Don't look back for me, baby. Walk on. Walk on. Don't turn around. Walk on to higher ground. Take the love we've shared together.
it took only about 10 minutes to write Running Scared. The groundwork for the song had been done in preparation, but once you get on a roll, then it took virtually as long as it takes to sing, and then a little touch up here and there. But I was in writing the song, I was trying to say that in so many cases and in so many relationships, I had realized that you never meet a girl, a good-looking woman, who doesn't have a boyfriend already. And that bothered me. And you never run across a friend who doesn't already have friends. And so then you wonder where you stand, always. And so that was the statement that I was trying to make. And in the scheme of things, when I was at Sun Records, Ooby Dooby was a pretty big hit. The next one was slightly, the third one was nothing. Only the Lonely sold 2 million. Blue Angel sold 1 million. I'm Hurtin' sold about 500,000, so I figured it was down the tubes there. And then it came Running Scared. And I remember bringing the song home. We did it, they couldn't hear the ending on the session of the song. And the record company owner embarrassed me by flipping a little switch in front of 30 people, and he said, "We can't get the ending." He said, "You're not singing loud enough, and we're gonna lose the whole record." I said, "Well, let's try it one more time, please." So we did it once more, and it was all the hit records that I've had have been in concert. So we couldn't do another take or splice or use another track. So I hit the last note and nearly blew the place apart. And I didn't know I could, which is good. Too much training, you know, hurts your style probably. But anyway, I took the tape home of Running Scared, and I thought it was the best record that I'd done to date, and there was nothing that I would have changed on it. And it went straight to number one in America, and number one in England, and number one in Australia. And it was probably the second chance at my career. So I was really proud of it.
Thank you. You've been a fantastic audience. Thank you very much. Just running scared, each place we go. So afraid that he might show. Yeah, running scared. What would I do if he came back and wanted you? Just running scared, feeling low, running scared. You loved him so. Afraid to lose if he came back. Which one would you choose? Then all at once he was standing there, so sure of himself. It
was going into the studio to record. It was time for a record. And someone said, you know, you should have something up this time, an up-tempo tune. So record executives usually think in those terms. And I had just had the first number one record in England and America for 2 or 3 years, I think since 62, and this was in 64. And that song was called It's Over. And this was the first number one by an American since 62. So I wrote Pretty Woman. That took about 30 minutes. And all the good ones don't take long. The bad ones take about 6 months. But anyway, we recorded the song, and I remember doing the intro myself on the guitar, and then we got the record made, and it came off very, very well. And I also remember that the record company asked about the release of the record. And I said, well, let's get it out immediately. I said, if you release it next week, we've got a good chance. I said, if you wait about 4 weeks, I said, the Beatles are coming over to tour, and the airwaves will be taken up. So it was released about 3 or 4 days later, and then within 3 weeks, it was number one. And it was also then the first simultaneous number one in America and England since 1961. So, and that was by my good friend Elvis.
Yeah.